I have no qualms with homosexuality. I believe each person is entitled to their own opinion and their own way of life. I would not stand against it, nor would I vote for it. Mm-hmm. So I stand in a neutral standpoint.
Good. All right, Wayne.
There All right, go. He's gone. Two minutes after seven.
This is
good preparation for you, Gina.
I need to ask Gina before we take the next call. Okay. All right, so we've seen you in performance. You say you're not a performer, but you're
a very good performer.
Absolutely so. But beyond, outside of that, outside the glare of the limelight, the spotlight, at home, in your quiet chamber, wherever that is, who is Gina Hackett? I don't know that it.
It's just inside.
Who is Gina?
Who is
at the bare essence, yes.
I am a very family-oriented person. I know, of course, everybody says that because it's what you're supposed to say, but in my case, it genuinely is the case. There's nowhere I'd rather be than at home. I love spending time with my family. I love spending time with my friends. I'm not a showy person. I don't like to go out and party. I'm so happy being at home, sitting down on the couch with some popcorn and watching a movie with some friends around me. Mm. I'm not a very solitary person. I thrive off good energy and good vibes, and that's something that's always been present in my life and in my family, and it's kind of the kind of people I try to attract. I'm very quiet at times. I think it's because I think a lot. I say more in my head than I do out loud, but I suppose that can be a good thing. And I like to enjoy life.
Tell me about your growing up years in St. Anne, just outside of Ocheris. Where exactly, and what are your fondest memories and not so fond memories of growing up in St. Anne?
Well, I grew up in Ocheris, right on the outskirts of it, actually, across from Prospect Plantation. And my fondest memories are of just being in the nature, being in a nature-surrounded environment, running around. Our house was very close to the sea. So, of course, our parents would tell us not to go too close to the sea. So, of course, we went close to the sea.
Yes.
My sister and I would run down to the seaside and collect hermit crabs. We always had a cardboard box to put them in, always stole lettuce from the fridge to feed them, and they would inevitably escape no matter when we got them. So those are my fondest memories, just being around my family, playing with my mom and my dad in the yard.
How many siblings?
I have two brothers and one sister.
Oh.
Yes.
And where do you fall? Are you the last child?
I am. I'm the youngest.
You're the washbelly.
I am.
Marsha is online. Good evening, Marsha.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a question for you, Gina. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
My question to you is, there are so many ladies who I'm sure will be brilliant ladies who will be able to represent themselves, but what do you plan to do to stand out among those ladies? And how personable do you think you are? So there's two questions for you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't believe it's about looking and seeing who you can stand out against. I believe it's about building yourself to the point where you cannot do any better. I believe once you have built yourself to the best of your abilities, then you will inevitably stand out. And that's what I'm trying to do through my preparation. I'm trying to be the best that I can be so that I have the best possible chance. In terms of how personable I am, I would like to say that I am a personable person. I would like to say that I think I'm a sociable person, and
you are.
Thank you.
Definitely.
And I definitely enjoy socializing. I enjoy stimulating conversation, and I enjoy talking about ideas as opposed to petty things. I'm a lover of talking about the greater things in life. I like talking about ideas. I like talking about philosophy. That's one of the things that I enjoy.
Shine is online. Good evening, Shine.
Hi. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good.
We're good.
Yeah, thanks. I just want to be frank with Miss Gina here. On the night of the show, I was watching, and I caught it at top 17. And when I caught it there, I put her in my top 5. My first choice was Miss Jackson. But after I realized she wasn't going to be the winner,
yes,
I said to my friend, that lady is going to be the next Miss Royal. And I just want to congratulate her for winning, and I think she will win the Miss Royal.
Wow. Yeah. That's very overwhelming, and thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're going to do very well. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So do we have any more calls for Gina Hargitay? A couple of more questions from you, Gina, before we let you go. any regrets at all?
None? No.
You're enjoying this.
I am. It's an amazing experience, and I know it's only going to get better. Of course, now it's stressful because it's a time of preparation. But when I entered the competition and when I hoped that I would win, I think everybody goes into it hoping they'll win and preparing themselves for what happens after Miss Jamaica. I knew that this would be a period of preparation, intensive preparation. And so I was expecting this. I was expecting the training and the events and the all of it. So no regrets, because I've prepared myself for this and I know it can only get better. And I'm very excited for that.
You're only 18 years old.
I am.
And I'm amazed at your command of issues, how well you express yourself at 18. It's like you are chronologically well ahead of 18 and mentally as well. But tell me this, the role of your mom.
Yes.
And your father.
Yes.
You did say earlier, and I wanted to pick up on it, your mom is in on this with you.
Oh, yes.
Tell us how.
100%. Well, from the very beginning, from not even when I became a finalist, but from before when I decided that this was something that I wanted to do, she was behind me 100%, 110%. She never left my side. She's my personal coach and my mentor and my best friend, and she's helped through everything.
What does she do?
She helps me get up in the morning for training. She prepares my meals for me when it's time for me to eat. She coaches me through things that she thinks I need to improve on and tells me what I need to improve on. She pokes my back when I need to straighten it up. She...